A very good morning to you, dear listeners of Eagle FM. So it's a Saturday morning. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. It feels nice and cool. I hope it's a beautiful Saturday morning wherever you are. The weather's super, 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 super cool. Yes, here it's quite nice and cool. And I hope you're enjoying your Saturday wherever you find yourself. So thanks for joining us. And it's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure being in your company. And we love being your company. That's what we love to do. Okay. So, and thanks to Hileni, for Social Times and that beautiful topic. So thank you for joining us. And, our time right now, it's about 3 minutes past the hour of 11. And, we will be going up to 1 o'clock. My name is Michael Chiavelli, and you just tune into Mind Matters. And he said, unpacking the day. So Mind Matters, this is the show where we dive deep into the thoughts, the emotions, the decision that shape who we are and how we live. You know, psychological patterns and social factors that affect how we think, how we feel, and how we make a decision. So this morning, I want to take you on a special journey, a journey into a very core of what makes us tick. What does that make us tick? You know what makes us tick? Our beliefs. Our beliefs. So I want you to chill with me this morning and really get to this journey. As I said, the journey that, the journey that look at the core of exactly of what, of how we are, of who we are as human being, and that determine and also that guide the decision that we make and the choices that we make and how we feel and how we think. All of that is actually being, driven, you're being, you know, navigated by our beliefs. So that's what we're going to look at today. And that's what I invite you to. Let me ask you this. Have you ever paused in the middle of a moment? Maybe after something went wrong, or it doesn't have to go wrong, even after something went right, and ask yourself, why do I feel this way? Have you wondered why some challenges, actually light a fire in you? Some challenges light a fire in you, pushing you to keep going. And while others make you want to throw in a tower. So there are moments where you just want to throw in a tower. Why? Have you ever wondered why? In exact same situations, one person sees nothing wrong but obstacle, while others see endless, you know, endless possibilities. So one person sees nothing but obstacles. You know, what he sees is challenges and problems in the same situation. Exactly the same situation. Let's say, for example, we're all unemployed. We're all, you know, qualified teachers, unemployed, you know, sitting at home. But one, all that he see, I see nothing but obstacles, but the other one sees endless possibility in the situation they found themselves. There's this I can be able to do, there's that I can be able to do, there's that. Why? So today we will be pulling back the curtain of the incredible power of belief. So we're going to look at that, not just the big, we're not going to look at the big one, big beliefs, obvious ones like believing in love or hard work or whatever, but the smaller, quieter ones, okay? Smaller, quieter ones, the ones we don't even realize they are there. So the one that we don't even realize that they are there. So these beliefs are constantly at work behind the scenes, you know, shaping how we think, shaping how we feel and act. Those are the ones that we're going to look at. So they are the reasons we sometimes surprise ourselves with what we achieve, or why we stay stuck. And even when we are wanting or loving or longing to move forward. So, And here's what's fascinating, you know, believe don't just guide us. I want you to understand that. Believe just don't guide us. They mold us. Okay? Our belief mold the person who we are, the person we become. So they build the pathways in our mind that determine how we see the world and how we respond to it. So they are the one who build that pathways in our mind. So that how, just think about yourself, the way you react to the world and how we respond to the world, it's all based on your beliefs. And maybe it's a time also to ask what kind of beliefs that you have that actually determine how you see the world, maybe the way you see the world and the way how you respond to the world. It depends on the kind of beliefs that you hold. And we're not going to, of course, there's also a belief of a religious belief, political beliefs, and that's what we're not going to talk about. Do you understand? So, as I said, we're going to look at, just believing that I'm not good enough. That's a belief. That's what we're going to look at. I'm not good enough, for example. Where you find it. Now, when that becomes a belief, then this is what I'm talking about. These beliefs that are constantly at work behind the scenes. So, and those are the ones that shapes how we think, how we react to things, how we respond to situations and challenges that comes our way in our life. So, and those ones, they can also lift us up. This kind of belief, they can also lift us up, give us the courage to take bold steps. But sometimes without us even knowing it, so can also hold us back, keeping us from reaching the height we are capable of. So this morning, so I'm inviting you to explore this idea with me. I want you to explore this idea with me. I want you to chill. Chill out with me, settle in, get comfortable. If you can grab, I also want you to, because if you can grab, if you're driving, it's okay, and you don't have to. If you can grab a notebook, or a scrap of paper, so we are not just here to talk. Remember, when you come on this session, we are not just here to talk. We are here to reflect, to ask questions, and maybe even challenge some of the beliefs we have been holding on to for years. So this is not just about having a new perspective. It's not just about having a new perspective. It's about discovering what could be possible when we open ourselves to the idea that change, real change, meaningful change, begin with what we believe. So, whether you are listening on the road, relaxing at home, or chatting, or catching us on your favorite podcast, Eagle FM app, or later on listen to the podcast, I invite you to lean into this conversation. Lean into this conversation. Today, we're not just discussing how beliefs shape our lives. We are asking how they can transform our lives. And let's explore together. Welcome to Mind Matters. So let's have a musical break. And when we come back, we get into our discussion for today. So stay tuned. Let me give you Chidimna, the Nigerian beautiful lady. Chidimna, Fall in Love, Fallen in Love.
Baby.
Welcome back. That was Shadimna, Fallen in Love. A very good morning to you. Our time is 15 minutes past the hour of 11, and you are tuned into Mind Matters. So this is a program from 11 o'clock until 1 o'clock. We call this period, this hours, a mental health hours. So what that means is that you are most welcome. Whatever issues that you, emotional issues, when you feel yourself, when you feel distress or having difficulties of understanding some issues that have to do with your mind, with your emotions, with your feelings, that has to do with, honestly, health issues. What is the word that I want to use? That has to do with, mental health issues. And sometimes when people actually hear mental health issues, they're already thinking being crazy. You know, mental health issues has nothing to do with being crazy. You know, it's not, you're not sick. It's not necessary that you're being sick or something like that. It just has to do, something that has to do with your mind. You know, things that you could be confused about something. You could be, you know, mentally, exhausted. You could be, there are so many things that, that your mind, just as your body could be, you know, going through some, experience, your mind does too. And sometimes when your mind does, it affects quite a lot about you. It's quite affect you, significantly compared to your body. Simple like this. Let's say, for example, you have a wound. You know, they say that, you know, it's about 20%. The pain, you know, the pain of the wound, it's 20%. Physical pain of your wound is about 20%. So the 80%, it's how you now perceive that wound. You know, how you look at that wound. Now you're thinking, oh, this wound, you know, it's make me feel, you know, it's going to go on for too long. This pain, it doesn't help me to be able to do what, you know, your interpretation of what you're going through, your experience, your interpretation of the experience, what you're going through, make up the 80% pain that you're going through. So emotional pain that you're going through, basically, I always tell people, is your own doing, how you interpret that situation. And where does it coming from? As I said earlier on, as we talked about this, it coming from your beliefs, small beliefs, not talking about political, religious, all these kind of things. No. So whatever, however you interpret a reality, however you interpret any situation or any action, it's always based on a belief. So any reaction, your reaction or respond to a situation or to any experience, it's coming from your belief system. You know, the belief system is many things that you have learned, maybe when things that you have observed when you're growing up, things that you have learned, things that you have experienced, things that you have been told, things that you hear, things that you read, you know, things that you watched. So every time you go through this kind of things in life, you're creating beliefs, you're creating a frame of reference, you're creating actually a library of reference. So, and that some of this goes unnoticed. This frame of reference goes unnoticed. You know, you don't really notice because they're coming from different senses. Some comes from what you consciously, you know, see, and you can, oh, I see this person being beaten up, and I have seen my mother being beaten up when I grow up, and I don't want something like that to happen to me. You understand? That's a belief already. So I don't want something like that to happen to me. Anybody who trying to just lift their hands over you, you are out. You are gone. So it's a belief. Now, every time that happens, now you just react that way because it has become a fundamental belief that you have created, which you may not be aware of. All right. So what I want you to understand is that when we're talking about these beliefs, you understand, it has become second to our nature that we don't even think about them, that we only react. So many, every response you have, every response or reactions come to a core, to a certain core of beliefs that you have. Now, here is now the main thing, the reasons why we're looking at this, what our topic really is looking at, what we're looking today is that, you know, are your beliefs helping you? So are your beliefs helping you or hurting you? Are your beliefs helping you or hurting you? And it's a time now. So today is a time for mindset check. So we're looking at our mindset. You know, how did we set our mind? It's a time to check our mindset. Okay? So, because wherever you find yourself, whether now you find yourself stuck in life, you're not moving forward, it could be because of your beliefs that you have. Certain things that you believe make you stuck. So if you find that every time, you know, I can't keep a relationship in my life, maybe that's one. I can't keep a relationship. It could be certain things that you believe. It could be the beliefs that you hold. The values, all these values, expectations, and those are beliefs. Those are a reference for anything that we do and how we act, how we feel, and all that. So are your beliefs helping you? Are your beliefs hurting you? So, and I said, today we're going to time, it's a time for a mindset check. Okay? We're gonna now, through what we're gonna discussing, we're going to actually, check our mindset. Our mindset in the right way, in the way that is helping us, or in the way that is actually, hurting us. All right? So, and as I said earlier on, the beliefs, they mold us. They make us who we are. So this is the foundation. This is actually your ground of anything that you do. You don't just do it out of nothing. You don't just react, whether you react in angry way, whether you react in loving way, whether you whatever reaction you make to any experience. Follow this, either to a situation or any experience. Whatever your reaction is actually based on your beliefs. All right? It's based on your beliefs. It's about time now to check our mindset. All right. So let's get in and let's kick things off with a simple but profound idea. All right. So, now, I want you to think in terms of how do you see the world, okay? Think of this now. I want you to think quickly. So how do you see the world? How do we experience life? And I want you to think deep. This is where we think deep, you know. I think it's difficult sometimes for us to think. We love to do easy things that doesn't make you even think. You know, that's how we, and be careful. You know, the phone sometimes have make us lazy to think. Because if I want something, I quickly just say, okay, let me Google it, you know? And it make us dumb, absolutely dumb. You know, without that Google, without the Google, you are absolutely, or ChatGPT, you know, you become absolutely, you know, empty, nothing, yeah? So we be careful that you don't rely just on Google and ChatGPT. So read. Okay? That's how you become knowledgeable. Okay? So now I want you to think in this way. How does the belief actually shape your world? So I want you to think in terms of how we experience this. How do you experience life? Definitely you experience life different from the other people. How do you see the world? You know, you see the world different from other people. So how do you approach relationship? So you definitely do that. And how do you, this is also very important. How do you seize How do you seize or miss opportunities? How do you seize opportunities? How do you miss opportunities? So when you miss an opportunity, what is that? How do you don't just miss it. There are certain things that you tell yourself. So whatever you tell yourself that make you miss that opportunity, that's a foundation you use. That's a foundation you're relying on to miss that. You following me? So that's what I want to know. That mindset is that one I want you to check. Can you check that? So, as I said, let's start with this simple but profound idea. So every single one of us, every one of us is walking through life wearing that unique pair of invisible glasses. You know, you're wearing that unique pair of invisible glasses. Now, these are not ordinary glasses, okay? They don't just help us see. These glasses are our beliefs. Think of them as if our beliefs. Everything you see it through. You see, if now the glasses are our beliefs, that means everything we see. Now, that means they act as a filter. A filter quietly. You know when something, this is something that is actually color how we see the world. You know, depending on the glasses that you have on, it's if you have dark glasses, the world, you know, look a bit darker. If you have clear glasses, you see it clearly. So this is now these glasses now, that's what determined, that's what now, you know, affect how we see the world, how we experience life, and how we approach relationship. And now, as earlier I said, how we seize opportunities and how we miss opportunities, all based on these glasses, our beliefs. So when I also mentioned that they act now as a filter. Okay. The reasons why you choose certain things and the reason why you like this and you don't like that is because of your belief. So it has become habit that you don't even think about it. The reason why you choose that rather than the other is because of what you believe. You believe that this is better than the other. The reason why you choose this woman rather than the other one is because of certain beliefs that you believe. Or you choose this man rather than the other. The reason why you choose this job rather than the other job, it's all about beliefs. So, and sometimes we come to a point where we say, no, that's just who I am. You are that, you know, that frame of that foundation, that system. You have this, it's a system of beliefs that you have. The reasons why you choose this political party or this church or whatever, the reasons why you choose this kind of whatever it is, it's because of our beliefs. All right? And the importance of that is that if we find ourselves in a situation where we become more distrustful, where we become more unsuccessful, where we become more, where we're failing more, where we can also think of the other side, where we're becoming more successful, but becoming more whatever. So it is because of how it all comes from our beliefs. All right. So let's get into that. Yeah. So I just wanted you to give you the whole, think about yourself. Think about, as I said, beliefs shape our world. Think about in terms of how you see the world, how you experience life, how you approach a relationship. It doesn't matter what kind of a relationship, how you seize and miss opportunity. Where does it all come from? Okay. So as we go through those, that's your baseline. Okay. Think yourself in any situation. And then that's why I said, I'm not thinking in terms of bigger things, you know, in terms of believe in love or believe in, you know, all those kind big issues. I mean, big beliefs that we have in terms. Yeah. No, I'm thinking of these little things as we go through. You probably see how that affects you. So So let's dig deeper. Let's dig deeper, dig into this idea a little bit more. Now, I want you to picture two people, right? Two people facing exactly the same challenge. This is where now I want you to understand what I'm talking about. So, picture two people facing the exact same challenge. Now, like, what it could be at the challenge, like losing a job, okay? Losing a job or failing a big exam, all right? Failing your big exam or losing a job. So one person has a belief that, that says, hard work always pays off. So you have this one who have a belief that hard work, really believe in that. Hard work always pays off. So they see the challenge. How does this person see? Now, remember this, I told you this act as a filter. See, that's a belief. Now, that would now color, you know, how he, this person, or she, how she see the world, how she, you know, she experience life, how she approach, you know, and how she, whether she can seize an opportunity or something like that. All right? So now, they see the challenge as a challenge, you know, as a hurdle to overcome. You see, they see it in that way. When you say hard work always pays off, any challenge that comes is something that they see that we, that they need to overcome. A chance to grow stronger. You see, that, just that perspective, that perception create, you see what that create already, the energy it create even in the person. Now, I said two people, the other person, they believe, life is unfair and there's no point in trying. Maybe that could be you. So let's say, for example, this, you have this person who said life is unfair. Life is unfair and there's no point of trying. So to them, how do they see the world? To them, the same situation feels like a dead end. And a proof that nothing ever works out. So for them, if this is a dead end and nothing ever works out. You see, same situation and different reaction, different experience of life, different approach. So that's why I said the power of perception that comes from our belief. So, and here's the question. So, who is more likely actually to push forward? Between these two people, who is more likely to push forward even when things get tougher? So definitely, the very first one who believe that hard work always pays off. So this is a person who would definitely push forward because they believe that hard work, you know, you fail, you go on again. So, and who is more likely actually to lean, or I mean, who is more likely actually to learn from the experience? Who is more likely to learn from the experience, to treat setback as a stepping stone rather than actually a stopping point? So, as I said, the answer is quite obvious. So, the one who believes that hard work always pays off. Yeah. So we can see that you see now the belief. That's a kind of belief that I'm talking about. Sometimes I'm asking where you are. Sometimes where you are is based on the kind of beliefs that you're holding right now. So, and this is this kind of belief. This is quiet, you know. I'm talking in a very simple manner. It's something that invisible. It's quiet, but powerful role of beliefs. You understand? So they act like, what is the better word? A script writer. It's a script writer of our lives. So it's kind of like a script writer of our lives, shaping how we interpret every twist and turn, in the plot. So they are the voice. So those beliefs are the voice in our head that tell us, you have got this. Keep going. Eh? Or, why even bother? You see, that could be that voice. Eh? For the other one, life is unfair and there's no point in trying. You know, this is now is the voice. Remember, if you hold that belief, and sometimes we don't even know that we hold that belief. And that's why we are mindset today checking. We check our mindset. And I want you to check your mindset now. Is it your mindset based on life is unfair and therefore, and there is no point in trying? Or you have this mindset that hard work always pays off. So, and I said, these are now the small beliefs that are quiet. They are quiet. They become us. And they play a big role in everyday life choices that we make, in everyday's attitudes that we have. So, and they are the voice. As I said, they are the voice in our head that tells you, like, you have got this. Keep going. You got this. Or, why even bother? So, and then the thing is, we often don't even realize that they are there pulling the strings. We don't. So it's because it has become a second nature to us, and you just think, that's just me. It's mindset checking today. So hopefully you're following. All right. Now, I would like to hear from you, because this is a conversation we are having together. So I want us to hear from you. Has there ever been a moment when a belief gave you the strength to push, you know, a strength to push through something that is difficult? Has there been a belief? You just believe into something. So the reason maybe when you succeeded in your studies, because there was always that belief, you know, even sometimes we believe that I want to show them, you know, I'm going to show them that I'm not what they think I am. It's a belief that pushes you. Okay? Yeah, I'm the only one who, you know, this is an opportunity that I'm given. And I want to use that opportunity. And I want to use that. You see, that's a belief that drives you already. So you could have a belief that, I'm tired of footing, man. I'm really, really tired of footing. So I need to save money. I need to save some money to actually buy myself a four-wheel ride. So it's a belief. And I said, those are belief that really, really, pushes us either to succeed or to withdraw or to just, okay, why even bother? So some people have even mantra, you know, the mantra. Maybe it was a mantra you repeated to yourself, or a lesson you have learned that kept you going. All right. Some people look, you get pregnant and you go through a lot of struggle, to sustain yourself. And then you said, I think I will never, I'm not going to get pregnant. I'm not going to have a child until I'm sufficient enough. I'm actually sufficient enough to support my kid. It's a belief you created. Comes out of experience. So, and as I said, certain things that we learn from our parents, certain things we learn from our teachers, certain things we learn from where we are in life, and so many things, maybe we read or whatever the case may be. So, we create those beliefs, and they actually guide every choices that you make, every feeling that you have, every action that you make. So, on the flip side, has the belief ever held you back? Eh? Has there any belief that held you back? Maybe you, that made you actually hesitant or kept you from actually trying something new? Maybe you have gone through certain experience and since then you decided I'm not gonna love again. That belief, I'm not going to love again. So that's a belief. And remember, and I'm going to talk about that as we go on, but let me just explain here. Once you have that belief, it becomes a foundation of your brain, you know, to manifest. So when you believe, when you say, for example, when you believe that I'm not going to love again, so that possibility, your brain has taken it out. Your mind has taken that out. That possibility has taken it out. It's not working on it. You know, it's not working on it for you to find love because you said you're not going to love again. It's out. And you're more likely actually to not to love again because your brain hasn't made it a priority. So, and self-fulfilling prophecy. That's exactly, maybe I'm going to talk about that later on as well as part of this. So that's how it comes about. Once you said, I'm not going to laugh again, your brain take that seriously. Maybe you're not taking it consciously, you're not taking it seriously, but your subconscious take that seriously. So what does it do? It takes it out. That possibility take it out of your life. And you're more likely actually to be what you are saying because definitely those possibilities are taken. Even if you see someone that is good looking, that may be treating you right, you know, your brain is not looking at that. It has taken out those possibilities. And you won't be able to see. We see what we want to see. All right? So, we are checking our mindset, and we do that by looking at the kind of beliefs that we're holding. So let's also have another break. Let's have also another music break, and then we're gonna come back. So let's take A Mysterious Girl by Peter Andre.
My mind wants to explore the tropical sea.
Well, Tom, it's about 46 minutes past the hour of 11, and that Peter Andre, Mysterious Girl, one of those songs that never get out of. You know, you can play this over and over, and yes, yes, and you know, it's quite a beautiful song there by Peter, Peter Andre, The Mysterious Girl. Well, good morning. Thanks for joining us. If you're just joining us now, you are on Mind Matter. This is the program where we explore psychological patterns, you know, and social factors that affect how you think, how you feel, and how you make choices in life, or how you behave in life. And today we're looking at your belief. Do they help you, or do they hurt you? You know, are they hurting you? Are they hurting, or are they helping you? And what we do, we're looking at the mindset. So we're actually checking our mindset. So what kind of a mindset that you have, that helping you or hurting you, in a way how you respond to life, to experience, to things, to how this actually pushes you to do certain things, or to miss certain opportunities, or to whatever, you know, all what you do, everything that you do, whatever you respond to in life, it comes from, you know, your beliefs. And we're not talking about political belief, religious belief, and all those are beliefs, yes. But I want us looking at this quiet, small things that you pick up in by experiencing it. So as we talked about, you know, you could be hurt in a relationship, for example. Take, for example, you could be in this relationship and you decided, I will, you know, say, for example, woman who said men are dog. All right. So men are dogs. So how would this actual person behave, you know, treat men or see men? So that perspective, that belief becomes the foundation of how you react, how you respond, and how you behave. Absolutely. And those are the little things, many of them in our life, that we don't pay attention to. And they determine how we make choices and how we feel. And talking about feeling, let's take this conversation a little deeper. So now, believe and emotions. Okay. This is the heart of connections. So now, beliefs, they don't just live in our minds, because they live in our mind. They don't just live in our mind. They live in our hearts as well. All right. So they live in our hearts as well. They don't just guide what we think. You know, they also fuel, kind of like put a little bit of petrol on what we feel. So now, what I wanted to understand is that our emotions are deeply tied to the stories we tell ourselves. So stories that we tell ourselves about what is happening into our lives. All right. So when something happened to you, if you were not thinking, you probably wouldn't even feel the pain. The pain comes because of how you're thinking about what happened to you. So we were talking last time about rationalization. We're talking about rationalization. What's the topic we covered last week? So because of your thinking, because of the your thinking is also based on your beliefs. You're thinking of things that you believe in. Okay? If somebody did something, how do you determine something is wrong? It's because you believe this is right, isn't it? So, our emotion, as I said, are deeply tied to the story that we tell ourselves about what's happening in our lives. Let me paint a picture. Okay? So I want you to imagine you trying something new. Maybe it is a project at work. It could be a hobby, or even starting a conversation with someone, maybe someone you admire. You never know. All right. But it doesn't go as planned. Right. It didn't go as planned. You flopped. It flops, yeah? So now, this is now, if you believe, say for example, if your belief is mistakes are part of learning. So let's say for example, that's a belief that you have. In whatever, whether now it's a project, new project or whatever, it's a hobby, and you decide, you have this belief that mistakes are part of learning. So what do you think you will feel? That's why I'm saying, that, you know, beliefs are tied to the story that, we're telling ourselves. So what do you think you will feel? Probably something like hope. You know, if you believe that mistakes are part of learning, you're probably looking at what you are doing best, even if you failed. Okay. You're looking at what you're doing, things that you, your strength, you're looking more, you're looking for something for, you will be hopeful. You know, it doesn't put you down because mistakes are part of learning. You're kind of like, okay, I made a mistake, but I learned something from it. So you're hopeful. Or maybe you become even curious, become more curiosity. You become more curious. You see what that belief does. So what I want you to understand is that much how you chooses or how you behave or how you feel come from what you believe. And we don't pay attention to that. Sometimes to change how you feel, you need to change that belief you hold. That's where I want you to understand. Where you're finding yourself now. Eh? So this person who believes that mistakes are part of learning, as I said, when he flopped in what he wanted to do. So you would see, the person maybe start to see the setback as a stepping stone. You see? It's absolutely different. A stepping stone or something to learn from. And you might even be eager, you know, to give it another shot. You know, now turn that around. Think of the other side, you know. But if you believe, say for example, you believe now, mistake means I'm a failure. Maybe that's now your belief. Mistakes means that I am a failure. So that's a very different story. So that's a very, what are you telling yourself? That's a very different story. So what do you feel? You might feel embarrassed. You may feel ashamed. You may feel even defeated. Same situation. Same thing. Same thing. Do you see how the difference between success and between the person that drives on and the person that actually, you know, it has nothing to do with the other people. It has nothing to do with the circumstances. It has to do with the belief. So your embarrassment, your shame, your whatever, the being feeling defeat, that's all you're doing. That's your system of reference. This is where you actually, that's a reference you're making actually to you go back into your reference book and that's what you pick up. That you pick up that mistakes mean I'm a failure. And if that's the case, what does the brain do? What's the mind do? The mind actually taking out anything that possible, you know, that anything that give you a possibility of success, it takes it out. So remember, you remember that mistakes means you're a failure. And this is not something you're conscious about, but your subconscious work on this, on these beliefs that you're not even aware of. So, then instead of focusing on what went wrong and how to fix it, you might actually get stuck in those feelings. So letting them actually hold you back from you trying again. So, and it's all coming from your beliefs. So let me pause here. Just pause a bit and give you a moment to reflect. Okay. Think back to a time when you failed at something, okay? Maybe something big. Well, it doesn't have to be big. Maybe something small that still actually stuck with you. How did you feel in that moment? And now, the bigger question is, What did you believe about yourself because of that failure? That's the question. What did you believe about yourself because of that failure? What did you tell yourself? I'm not good enough. Or maybe I will never get this right. So you see those things. I never get results. Oh, did... So those are the things. Where are all this coming from? You see? Or you could be thinking, well, this is tough, but, you know, or you can think it in this way. Also that this is tough, but I can figure it out. You see the difference? So, and all that comes from your frame of reference, from your library. So, your library of beliefs that comes, that you create every day based on experience that you're going through. Sometimes based on things that you read, based on the things that you're being told, based on things that you hear. Yeah? So it's mindset that we're checking this morning. So is your belief helping you or hurting you? It's a mind check. It's the mindset checking that we do. All right? So how did that belief shape what you did next? So imagine when that happened to you now. So what did that belief shape what you did next? Did it motivate you? Did it motivate you to try again? Or did it actually keep you away, keep you from moving forward? Maybe the reason why you stuck where you stuck is because what happened, it didn't motivate you. It keep you from moving forward. That's what we're looking at. And that beliefs can now take hold of you for years and years until you become what you believe actually. That's what we're saying. Without even realizing it, that's the point we are doing this morning. It's a mind check. It's a mindset check. That's what we're looking at. A very good morning to you. So you're most welcome to come through and engage me on this topic. If you're listening, our telephone number is 0833-66-091, 0833-66-091. So do come through when we share, you know, we also highlight our own experience. Others can also learn from that. So 0833-66-091. So you're most welcome also to come through.
Happy Yango Pro Driver Day. Today we're celebrating more than partners behind the wheel. We're celebrating Yango Pro Heroes. To every driver out there, we hear you and we're grateful. Thank you for the early morning's wake up, for the hard work, and for the loyalty you bring to every ride. From all of us to all of you, happy Yango Pro Driver Day.
All right. As I said, you're most welcome to come through. Our telephone number is always 0833-66-091. All right. So, yeah, basically, what I was also asking you is what did you believe about yourself because of that failure? So nobody's actually doing that to you. You're doing that to yourself. So what did you tell yourself? I'm not good enough. I will never get this right. Or did you think, this is tough. I know this is tough, but I can figure that out. I will figure it out. You see the difference. And I said, we all go through the same situations. We all going through the same situation. Those who succeed have a different attitude, have a different beliefs. You know, when the Bible said, faith move mountains, you know, it means that things can happen. Anything that happen that changes, things that happen in your life, it's because you believe in it. It's because people believe you know, this, I can be able to do this. If you don't believe that you can, definitely you won't be able to do. That's also the message you're sending to your body. If you believe something is so heavy, if you need somebody ask you, hey, pick up that man, take it there on the other side, and you believe, this is too heavy for me. What do you tell? Your body is exactly going to react that way. And any little things that you try to lift, your body tells you already it's heavy, you know? So those are the system within you. That's how it works. The process within your body. You don't see it from outside. You only think it's heavy, and then you, no, this is too heavy. Can I get somebody to help me? Yeah. But someone can think, well, I can do this. I can do this. Eh? And they will do that. That's where faith moves mountain. That means any things that you believe in it, really believe in it. So believing now is not just a matter of thinking about it. It's about where there are three parts, you know. If of all these three parts in harmony, okay, that whatever you believe will come true. If those three parts are in harmony. Yeah. So, for example, if your energy, first the energy, the spirit, and your mind, your body, and your body generated, the energy comes from your body. So, if your body, your mind, and your energy, they are all in the same frequency, okay, that, you know, that definitely going to happen. Whatever you believe in is going to have to happen. So most of the time is that our energy, our spirit, and our mind are not in the same directions. They are not harmonized. So if your spirit is not the same, and I'm not being religious, I'm just being that element of who you are, if it's not harmonized with your energy and with your mind, whatever, if those goes pull in a different direction, think about this. So you're thinking of something, I wanna do something. Just think about it. Maybe you wanna go do shopping. All right? You want to do shopping. I want to go and do some shopping. What happened? Your body tells you, but I'm tired. You know, the energy. Now, the energy is not there. Your energy tells you, but I'm tired. Okay? It's already, they are not in harmony. So your energy tells you, but I'm tired. So, and you don't have the spirit to do that. Do you see? But you're thinking of it. Your mind wants it. Your mind thinking it's a logical thing to do. But I don't have bread now, but I need to go and buy some bread. So those has to be in harmony. And then that's how you get things happen. When it become energy, when it become necessity, you create energy, you create the spirit, and you create, your mind focuses on it. That's how you get things done. And once you work that out, and all, where does it come from? It comes from your beliefs. Do you believe in that? In the simple things, in the simple choices that we make. All right? So, when we come back, we're looking at how we behave, how beliefs actually influence how we behave. All right, we're going to look at that when we come back. So stay tuned, and then let's get, we go quite a slow today, and this is Mandy, Slowly.
It could be paper, baby, stop. Take it easy. When you leave, I swear I can't breathe. Do you believe?
Well, welcome back. Welcome back. And if you're just tuning in, this is Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. And thanks for joining me this Saturday morning. I love this Saturday morning. It's always give me that energy. And hopefully, you know, you have a beautiful Saturday as well. And well, whatever you're doing and whatever you're doing, I want you to keep listening and also but do what you're doing. Have your, you know, have your radio there and also your Eagle FM app open for you and listening. And because I want us to, but you're also welcome to come through, you know, please do come through as well and share your experience of what we're talking about. It's always because when we share, you know, when we share experiences, we can always learn from each other. So, yeah. So, yes, we're talking about, you know, beliefs. Is your beliefs hurting you? Is it helping you or hurting you? So, and we're not just looking at bigger beliefs, believing in love, believing in political party or believing in God. We're not looking at that. We're looking simple. Some of the quiet beliefs that you don't even notice. Some of those beliefs that you don't even notice that you hold those beliefs. They come through your experience. They come through what you hear, what you observe, but you don't notice that, you know, maybe you're coming from a house. You grew up in a house that, that have unhealthy relationship. So in your relationship, you're more likely to look for those patterns in your relationship, because, and you don't know why. Why do you end up always with, you know, there are those people who ask, why I always end up with people who are like this? Okay. Why always I end up with women or men who are like this? So because you have a tendency to look for those patterns, maybe something that you have experienced, but you're not even aware of it. It's a belief. You created that belief, you know, and you don't even know that you're actually following those, that belief. So that's what we're looking at. We look at those little, and they dominate and dictate the choices that we make. All right. So let's talk about how our beliefs influences not just what we think or feel, but how we act. All right. Now, this is where now the saying that the rubber meet the road. So the rubber meet the road, because what we believe about ourselves, what we believe about ourselves and the world directly actually shapes our choices. Remember, I want you to think, it sounds simple, but it means a lot. All right. If you think it deeply. So what we believe about ourselves, what you believe about yourself and the world, okay, it directly shapes your choices. It directly shapes our choices. It directly, you know, shapes our habits, and ultimately the result we get in life. All right? Let me give a simple example. Okay? It's just a simple. If you believe exercise is good for you, okay? Let's just say if you believe that exercise is good for you, and not just good for you, but something you can do, all right? You will find a way actually to make it happen. So you understand that belief. So that's why I said, you know, it will directly shape our choices. So the difference between someone going to the gym and someone not bother, you can say, no, but I'm too busy and whatnot. You know, I can tell you, if you believe that it's good for you, you will make time, my friend. You will definitely make time. Yeah? And if you also believe that, but something that I can, you know, you also have to believe that you can. You will find,
At to my know. Age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
All right. So make sure that you go and donate blood. You may save your own lives. I'm not. Okay. All right. So now. Okay. So remember this. I was saying that, you know, remember that whatever believe about yourself and the world as it directly shape your choices. Okay. And our habits. Now, I want you to think, to look at your habit. If there are certain things that you just don't like about yourself, things that you do, remember that they are coming from a certain foundation that you believe. Believe me, it's just that you are not aware about it. Okay? So, yeah, maybe you don't like drinking. Why are you drinking? There's something that you, why are you drinking? It's because there's something you believe, or what you could have believed. You could have just a belief that, you know, to socialize, to actually, you know, for a good socialization, to socialize is actually to drink. So that could be a belief that you have it, you know, it could be something that you grew up that whenever people have a good times, there are drinks. They always drink. You grow up always people having good times is actually drinking. It becomes a belief. It becomes part of your a library of beliefs where you go for reference. Anything you do, any choices you make in life, it comes from there. You don't do anything in emptiness. You don't do anything just at whim. You know, it just like, okay, I just do that. Even something that you react to it like this, it has become a second. It has become a second nature to you because the belief has been there for years and you have been practicing it. It just happened. You don't even know that sometimes you have that belief. That's what we're doing. We are mindset checking today. All right. So first of all, something also, you also have to believe now that you can do. That I have the power that I can be able to do that. If you don't believe that you can, definitely you won't. You won't. So, and if you believe, you will find a way to make it happen. So, if it's about working out, you will sneak out. You will sneak in a walk, you know, during maybe your lunchtime or whatever, or when you are back home. Eh? So, or stretch. Yeah, you know, stretch, you know, find a time to stretch. You know, find a time to stretch even on your busiest, even on your busiest days, you will prioritize it because you see it as a valuable. One thing is see it as a valuable and also achievable. So once you can be able to see it, you can be able to achieve it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the skies. Yeah? All right. So once you believe that, you can. Oh, someone actually timed me. Oh, you can sing? No, don't play with me. I can sing. It's maybe it's a talent that I didn't believe in it about myself. And that's why it's actually dormant. Eh? That belief, that talent is actually dormant. That's why, because I didn't believe in it. You see? Now, the other way around, exactly the same thing that I'm talking about. But if your belief is, say for example, I'm not just an athletic type. Yeah, there are those people who said, well, you know, when we're talking about now, believe exercise, eh? There are those who tell you, no, I'm just not the exercise, the athletic type. It's a belief. So what is more likely to happen to a person who believes they are not athletic type? Eh? That's a whole different story. Okay. So you start to avoid exercise altogether, isn't it? You see, that belief create an attitude. That belief create already the way how you make choices. And the way also, remember at the beginning when we talk about and how you approach either relationship, also approach how you see life, and all that. The beliefs are very important, are powerful. And are this, and I'm talking about these small ones that you're not even aware of. So when you think of, well, I'm not just the athletic type. So you start to avoid exercise altogether, you know, and even if deep down, you know that this is something that it could help me to feel better. Sleep better, maybe even, you know, if I do this, that's going to help me to feel better, sleep better, and maybe live healthier. You understand? So even if you know that because of the belief, and sometimes that belief is more stronger and it has been there for years, it just, you don't think about it. You just live it. It's mindset check. That's what we're doing today. I want you to start checking that now. Let's bring this idea to life, yeah, with a student. Okay. Let's give an example of a student. Imagine one student who believes I can learn anything if I try hard enough. Okay. You have a student now who said, if I try hard enough, I can learn, okay? I can learn anything. Now, so when they face stuff, a tough subject with that mindset, remember, it's a mindset checking this morning. So if they face any, even if they face a tough subject with that mindset, let's say, for example, most of us struggle with math, for instance. So they will approach it with curiosity, with determination. And they will ask questions, stay up late, maybe reviewing notes and maybe even ask for extra help because they believe the effort is worth it. It's a belief. Now, compare that to a student who believes, ish, man, I'm just not smart enough. Eh? Just compare with that, the one who think that they're not smart enough. I'm just not smart enough. What would the attitude come forth? What attitude would come from that? Hmm? So, remember here, the challenge is the same. The challenge is the same. But remember, the approach is completely different. The challenge is exactly the same. Student A and student B. So now, instead of trying, they might avoid studying because they believe that belief now. Remember what I tell you, and I want you to understand that. Once you said, for example, I'm just not smart enough, anything that you will try to be smart, your mind will fight that. Because you have commanded, you have actually commanded, you have a belief that sit, you know, that you have a belief that sit within you that tells you you are not smart enough. You understand? Anything that you try, you may not consciously actually think about it. So it works. Because what it tried to manifest that belief. That's how powerful your beliefs are. And when you don't pay attention to that, you just think, oh, why am I not moving? Eh? Check your belief. Check your mindset. There is something that holding you back. There's a belief that you believe in that holding you back. So as with a student that we talk about, this one now start avoiding studying, maybe give up quickly. You start, remember, think of yourself. If you are that kind of person who just give up quickly, why do you give up quickly? You never really try anything. Anything when you just imagine when it doesn't work out, you quickly give up. That's an underlying belief that you might not even aware of. So this person convinced themselves that there's no point in everything. There's no point in trying. There's no point even in trying. You see? So now the difference isn't, and I want you to understand this. The difference is not in the intelligence. It's not the other one is intelligent compared to the other. No, it is in their belief. It is in their belief about what they are capable of. So if you, that's the difference. It's what they believe what they are capable of. If you believe you are capable of doing that, you will. And no matter how long it's going to take you, you will find a way to make it happen. But if you don't believe that you're capable of, my dear, you will find all the excuses in the world. And then when you find all these excuses, where does all these excuses come from? It's because you command, because of the belief that you, it's an underneath belief. It's that underlying belief that you have. Okay? That there's not even a point. What's the point of even trying? Just imagine, even when you're saying that, how is your face look like? What is the point of even trying it? Even your face changes. You can see already you are generating an attitude. Why would I even try? Why would I even, what is the point of even trying? So you can see that even in your voice, in your body even changes. The attitude absolutely changes. And that's all happening with you. So in many times we tend to think that, oh, this is something that happened to me because the weather, because I did this. You come up now with so many excuses, because I did this and that and that. No! Because there's that underlying belief that you have developed maybe a long time ago, and then you haven't checked that. You haven't changed it. So, mindset check, you know, it's what we're doing today, and hopefully you are doing that. Hopefully you're doing that. So please do come through as well. As I said, I want to hear you. Is anything that I'm saying making sense to you? Does it make sense? If it doesn't, you still also welcome to come through and tell me, no. You are talking, you know. So what you're saying, it doesn't make sense. Okay? So this is what makes sense. All right? So you can do that as well. 083-083-66-091. All right. So come through and have your opinion on what we're talking about. So, and I hope that you are really following and it does make sense to you. All right. So now. And I want you to think about your own life now for a moment, all right? Before I also go for another music break. So I want you to think about your own life for a moment. Is there something? So say, for example, something you have been avoiding. Eh? Something you have been avoiding. Not because you can't do it, but because of a belief that you are holding. Yeah, a belief that is actually holding you back. Is there a belief that is actually holding you back? And that has been for a while now. You're avoiding certain things because it's not that you can't do it. It's just because you hold a certain belief. All right? So maybe you have told yourself, I'm not creative enough. I'm just thinking on top of my head. You know, or I could never speak in public. And that was something that also, I have a colleague of mine that always, I will never speak in public. So you see how that actually hold this person back. Just because you have that, you can't even try. This is what I'm talking about. This kind of beliefs. Yeah? And what if that belief wasn't true? And probably is not true. What might change in your behavior if you replace it with, I can learn this? You understand? You see, I can learn this, or I can try, or that's enough. So you see, that would be able to change even the attitude for you to move forward. So remember this, you know. And I'm asking that you to really, check your mindset, because that's what we're doing. What is that something that you have been avoiding, not because you can't do it, just because, you know, you have a belief that's actually, preventing you, that's actually holding you back. All right. So, all right. So let's, where do we go this time? Let me go at Shin. She, what is this one? Okay. Let's have this one coming up. I can't see the title of the music. All right. Let's do this. Let me be your hero.
Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Or would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Or would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You can take whatever you breath away. Would you swear that you'll always be mine? Or would you lie? Would you run and hide? Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here tonight.
Your Hero, that's by Enrique Iglesias. So welcome back. Our time is flying, actually, the time when you have fun. Why if time flies when you have fun, actually? So not only when you have fun, but when you have so important things to talk about. So, all right. Okay, thanks. If you're just joining us, well, you are tuned into Mind Matters. This is a show that you shouldn't miss. It's a show that you shouldn't miss. It's a show that explore, you know, those psychological patterns and socio factors, you know, those socio factors that determine or that affect how we think and how we feel and how we make choices in life. And today, one of those social factors, it's beliefs. Is your beliefs helping you or is it hurting you? Okay? So, and what we're doing, we're looking at, it's a time to do mindset check. So that's what we are doing today. We kind of like, you know, is it the time that we reset our mind? It's a certain things that we believe that are not helping us, actually that are hurting us, and that we need to change that. Or is the time to see what are things that we need to change to live a better life. All right. So let's also look at where do belief actually come from? Okay. So, can we change them? That's also a good question. Can we change, you know, the belief? Where do these powerful beliefs come from? And are we born with them? Are they born with us? Are we born with them? Or do we gather them like souvenir? Do we gather them like souvenir? And as we journey through life, maybe it's like souvenirs, ne? Yeah, you know, you pick up these, you pick up that, whatever important, this is important, souvenirs, like when we journey through life. So now we can give an example, not an example, but, do we call this an analogy or scenario? So beliefs are like seeds. Okay. You know, seed that you plant seeds that you plant at different points in our life. You know, some are sown, you sown in a past perfect tense or something. How do you call that? Some are sown by our families, you know, the values they taught us, the word they spoke to us or about us, you know, could be that just the word they talk about us, you know, oh, this is she's quite a very good child. That's a seed planted. And even the way, this other thing is also in the way how they live their life. So what we're observing, how they live their life, those are seed planted as I said, these are beliefs, you know. So when you watch, and we have to understand this, and I'm also telling you this, okay? When you're meeting somebody, first of all, understand where do they come from. So because they are more likely to behave in the way what they have observed, what they're growing up observed. You are what you have been, you know, what your environment made you to be. You are what your environment made you to be. So now remember this, as I said, can that be changed? Yeah? It can only be changed when you have to reset your mindset. That's what we're doing. It's only when you go back, look at your mind, your mindset. Why do I behave in this way? Why do I feel in this way? Why do I think in this way? So it's because there are fundamental beliefs that you hold that are actually the engine of everything you do. That's an engine of everything you do. And if the beliefs are the engine of everything you do, then that's where you go. Go there. Find out. Eh? Why am I so lazy? It's because you believe something. You believe in maybe just, you know, just hang around and help where you can. My mom and my dad, you know, they have enough for us. They have enough to feed us. You know, those are beliefs that you hold that definitely determine now the reasons why you're being lazy. Everyone who does anything that you do is basis. It's coming from a certain beliefs. So it's also come from our culture. Others have come from our culture, from the cultures we grow up. As I said, your environment actually shape you. So they shape our views of everything from success to relationship, to what is possible for us. You know, if you're coming from in a certain culture, you may actually believe there might be view of certain things that are possible for you and maybe things that are not possible for you. And that would limit you as well. You are certain things that you are limited to just coming from your view. They shape your view because of that culture. It shapes your view, how you see things. Huh? So, and that's where you go need to, that's what you need to go back to. Go back to those views. Go back to that car, to those beliefs. Are they helping you? That's the question. Are they helping you or are they hurting you? This also comes, stereotypes are also beliefs. Eh? The stereotypes that you hold, it's also a belief. Eh? You believe that, what is a common belief? You know, let's say, for example, we talk about the Kwankaras, you know. You may believe that, okay, you know, if there are people who said, I can't get into a relationship with a Kwankara man. Eh? Or something like, or you may decide, no, I can't get into a Bambu or a Herero or whatever the case may be, you know. But what does it, it hurts you in a way because there could be someone that could be really loving for you, for who you are, and you miss that out just because of that foundation. You see that? So, or maybe the way how you behave towards these people. During apartheid, maybe white people believe that we black people are stupid. So, and therefore, when you approach a black person, the way you relate to them is because, they are inferior. And therefore, you see, because of that belief, you treat them in the way you treat them. We see that when it comes to religious belief. Eh? So, maybe you're a Muslim and you believe Christians and the Jews are kafir. The kafir. You know, non-believers. Eh? So, and the way you have to treat it, the way you treat them, it's a belief. Everything that you do, it's actually based on some kind of belief, one way or another. So then there are beliefs that grow out of your experience, out of your personal experience. Maybe you, let's say at one point you aced math, you know, a math test as a child and started to believe, hey, I'm good at numbers. Eh? I'm good at numbers. So, or maybe you struggled in a gym class and decided, okay, we'll come back from that.
Happy Yango Pro Driver Day. Today we're celebrating more than partners behind the wheel. We're celebrating Yango Pro Heroes. To every driver out there, we hear you and we're grateful. Thank you for the early mornings wake up, for the hard work, and for the loyalty you bring to every ride. From all of us to all of you, happy Yango Pro Driver Day.
So, you go to the gym and you really struggled in these gym classes and you decided, I will never be an athletic. You understand? And sometime a single powerful moment, either a triumph or a failure or even a heartbreak, can plant a belief so deep that it quietly influences our decision for years. So, And let's not forget the media. The media we consume. So the books we read, show we watch, the influencers we follow, these two, they sprinkle that seed I'm talking about. They sprinkle that seed that shape how we see ourselves and also how we see the world around us. So, just because you don't have a body like the other one. Now you believe that that is the body. That's exactly the standard body that we should look like. And what does that do to you now? You don't like yourself because you don't have that perfect body. It becomes a belief. And then do you know how that's going to hurt you? because you try so much, you did this, you what, and that, you're not getting it. Eh? So then what happened? Now that belief now you hold, it's going to hurt you. Something that is hurting us is coming from our own beliefs, not from the reality of life, but from what we believe and what we create as a reality within our lives. So, but here's the thing about belief, right? So just because they have been planted, it doesn't mean they cannot be dug up. You can still dug them up and replaced it, or replant it. Let's use that scenario. You can still plug it out and replant it. So the real question is, which beliefs are helping us grow and which are keeping us stuck? That's the question. So think about your own life. I always said, think about your own life. Can you recall a moment, maybe from your childhood or any pivotal moment, that shaped a belief you still hold today? So maybe it's something that your parents said to you, or a moment in school, or even an offhand comment someone made that stuck with you, that still stuck with you. So, and here's the deep reflection I want you to have. How has that belief shaped your life? Has it been a source of strength? Because that's what we're looking at. Has it been a source of strength, pushing you to grow and achieve? You know? Or has it held you back? Is that English? Has it held you back? Yeah, it's English. Has it held you back? Quietly whispering that you are not good enough, that something is impossible. So has it been? All right. So, and now let's also look at our time's going. So let's also dig into something which is also fascinating about beliefs. Okay. This is very important because how they shape what we noticed in, beliefs now, how they shape what we notice in the world around us. So the things that you notice around you are shaped by your beliefs. Eh? Not everything. You don't see everything around you. There are certain things. Things can happen there, but you're looking at it differently. Think of your beliefs as lenses in a pair of glasses. Okay? As I said earlier on, they filter how you see everything. Your opportunities and your challenges, even your own potential. It's your belief that filter that. So now here's the exciting part. So these filter now, they don't just affect how we think. They don't just affect how we think about the world. They actually affect what we noticed. So now what you notice has to align with what you believe. Most things that you believe, you noticed. Have you realized that? No, this is not a mystical idea. It's not about a mystical idea. This is something grounded in science. So there is a part of us, maybe let me go to them, but there is a part of your brain called reticular activating system. It's actually abbreviated for short is RAS, RAS, RAS. All right? Now, think of it as your brain personal assistant. So think of it as your brain personal assistant. So its job is to sort through all the information coming at you. So all the information that coming at you, every sound, every sight, and sensations. And then it decides what is important enough for you to notice. So that's what it decides. What is important enough for you now for you to pay attention to? And how does it decide? Just guess. How does it decide? based on what you believe. So it won't worry about with certain things that you don't believe in. That's why you're likely to see what you normally believe. You're likely to notice what you normally believe. Other things that you don't, you just pass through, even if you wherever, you won't notice it. All right. If you believe in your potential, for example, okay? Now your RAS, your RAS, you know, will highlight opportunities that align with that belief. So that's how it works. When it doesn't come into you, you probably don't believe in it. You will notice the job posting, the network events, the chance conversation that could move you forward. You will notice that. But if you believe I'm not good enough, for example, your brain might filter those same opportunity. It might filter those same opportunity right out of your awareness. You take it out of your awareness. If you believe, for example, I'm not good enough. So anything that you would try to, remember, you're not good enough. What are you trying to do? It's a belief. It's a foundation. So it will try to do that. And that's why you're not moving. You're stuck. Maybe that's a question you need to ask. Why am I stuck? Let me give you a couple of examples to bring it to life. Okay. Imagine an athlete who believes I can get better with practice. Someone who believes that I can get better with practice. If practice more, I can get better. After every loss, they are not just discouraged. They are analyzing, they are learning and adjusting. You understand? Analyzing, you know, and then to them, every setback is a step toward improvement. Every step. You see, because of that, you know, so now think about a job seeker who believes, that I'm not qualified for anything. And I told you, these are small beliefs that we don't even consider we do have. You don't think about that. But it's a foundation, it's a belief that you hold, which you don't notice. I'm not qualified for anything. Now, they might scroll through job listing and dismiss one after another. As they scroll, they just, no. Not because they can't do the work. Sometimes it's not because they can't do the work. It's just because they have already decided. Remember that. It's a foundation. It's a belief that you have. They have already decided they are not good enough. That's your underlying, you know, the underlying belief that you have that you're not good enough. The belief has created a filter that limit what they even try to achieve. So you're not even going to do, it's like this. I can give you an example of my, I have nieces or nephews. Those are at one point, some years ago. So they finished matric. They finished actually grade 12. And then, you know, I asked, have you guys make an application to any, you know, like maybe at the VCTs and things? No, I think that we probably won't have the money to do that. So that belief, we won't have money to be able to do that. It decided the person wouldn't do anything. Do you understand? When I told them, okay, what you need to do, what is your responsibility? Do what is within your power. Apply. When you apply, then maybe you accept it. Then, now, when you accept it, you can go to people and say, because you don't have money, go to the people and say, well, I'm applied, I get accepted, and then, you know, I don't have money. So that's where now people, initially they just, decided, because there's no money, there won't be no money, then we won't do anything. You understand? You see what that belief does. And then eventually they did what I told them, and then when they were accepted, there were other people who actually be able to help them initially until they go and get NASFAV and what all that. So you see what I'm trying to say. So the belief has created a filter that limits what they couldn't even try to try to achieve that. So here's my question to you. What do you believe about yourself and your potential? What do you believe? And this is very important. And I want you to take that seriously. Some of you may be listening to me and to you, you kind of like, you don't really believe in any potential. You don't think you have any potential. That's why you are a teacher. I'm thinking of the teacher who actually were demonstrating. But do you believe in your potential? Are your beliefs expanding your possibilities? Are they quietly actually just closing doors before you even seeing them? So those are the questions that I want you to really think seriously. And as we come, there are a few things that time doesn't allow, but you know, I would have loved to discuss with you further. But now, as we come really to the end, because it's almost 58 minutes past 12, and we're going to come to the end of the show. So today, as we wrap up, okay, I invite you to reflect. So what beliefs are guiding your life right now? I want you to really think deep. If you're just joining us, we're talking about beliefs, and probably this would help you also to just think, you know, what beliefs are guiding your life right now? And are they opening doors? So as we have been talking, are they opening doors for you, or are they closing them? Are they helping you, or are they hurting you? This is the time to do your mindset check, because that's what we have been doing the whole show, you know. Are they helping you see possibilities, or they keep you stuck? So now, if you find a belief that's holding you back, challenge it. If you have a belief that actually holding you back, challenge it. Ask yourself, is this really true? Is this really true? What evidence do I have? What would I do if I believe the opposite? Let's say if you believe the opposite, what would feel like, or what it would like, what it would look like? And remember, you have the power to change your beliefs. And when you do, you change your mind. And when you change your mind, you change your life. So thank you for joining me today on Mind Matters. Keep questioning, keep growing, and above all, believe in the possibility of change. Believe in the possibility of change. So I'm Michael Chiavelli, and until next time, take care of your mind, and it truly matters. So bye for now.
Celebrating more than partners behind the wheel, we're celebrating Yango Pro Heroes. To every driver out there, we hear you and we're grateful. Thank you for the early mornings wake up, for the hard work, and for the loyalty you bring to every ride. From all of us to all of you, happy Yango Pro Driver Day. Happy Yango Pro Driver Day. Today we're celebrating more than partners behind the wheel. We're celebrating Yango Pro Heroes. To every driver out there, we hear you and we're grateful. Thank you for the early mornings wake up, for the hard work, and for the loyalty you bring to every ride. From all of us to all of you, happy Yango Pro Driver Day.